Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change.
This Serenity song is based on the Serenity Prayer, a staple at addiction recovery meetings. A Boston attorney set the prayer to music.
Oh, so many lost souls crying out to me.
Here singing is Renice King from the Berklee School of Music. The Serenity song was written by attorney Patricia St. James and is being used as a recovery tool and played at some drug court graduations in Massachusetts. To talk about the song, we invited St. James to our studios. Joining her was Chelsea District Court First Justice Matthew Machera and Ethan Grove, who has put his story in rap over the Serenity song. We started by asking Pat about her feelings when she composed the song for a play about addiction that was written by one of her friends.
When I was writing it, I wanted it to be both passionate and serene at the same time, if that's possible. In the song, I wrote a verse called, "I really have to get myself out of this hell. I've got to stop believing all the lies I tell myself." So I tried to incorporate things from the play into the Serenity Prayer to show some of the tension about, yes, we can ask for this, but at the same time, there's a struggle.
Now, this song is part of what you're calling the Serenity Project.
Yes. I got the idea that maybe it would be helpful for people going through the programs, whether in the courts or otherwise, to actually tell their stories through song.
Ethan, I'm wondering if we could talk with you. You wrote some lyrics that you actually rapped to a bit of the Serenity song to tell some of your story. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I'm reaching out to you, hopeless and in doubt of you. I'm scared, but I gotta get this message out to you. I never was much into faith.
What were you trying to express there?
It's a state that you only know if you've been through, really. There's no hope. Don't really see the purpose in anything. It's a very dark place to be. And like I threw hopeless and in doubt of you, referring to like a higher power, like a God figure, because at that point in my life, like that was the only thing possible that could maybe save me or maybe pull me out of those feelings of despair that I was going through. To have expression in my life, to really be myself, is something that I had never really experienced before until I got into sobriety, right? Because I wasn't being myself when I was in active addiction. I was never able to properly express myself when I was in active addiction.
It reminds people, Ethan being a perfect example, that they do have skills and they do have talents and they have things that they love to do, that it's not just despair or getting up and how am I going to get through the day and the drugs are the only answer.
I'm wondering, Judge Machera, why do you think this song is useful for drug court?
It touches on the feelings that I think every participant in my drug court goes through. So when Ethan came out and spoke, he spoke their language. And it's another way for those in recovery to use the arts as another outlet as they continue to rebuild their lives.
I wonder if you think that there's almost a shift going on where judges are actually taking a more holistic view of the folks in front of them. They're not just determining punishment or mediating a case, but you're actually hoping that people come back to the courts and ask for help.
I think everybody in the criminal justice system shares the same goal, and that is to make sure that that person never comes back again. And it's easy just to incarcerate someone and then sort of forget about them. But if we don't deal with the underlying issues, which in this day and age, I think everybody's on board that this is a crisis that I don't think anybody has ever seen before. The thing about community courts, the district courts, is that we're part of the solution.
We're going to go out with a little bit more music. This is Ethan Grove again, rapping to the Serenity song.
I never was much into fate, but if that's what it takes so I can walk through your gates, please, Lord, forgive my past and all those mistakes.
Ethan Grove, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The Serenity song was composed by attorney Patricia St. James of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers Family Law Practice in Boston. Pat, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us today, Chelsea District Court First Justice Matthew Machera. Thanks to you as well.
Thanks so much.